Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, check it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated, get this, I've been kicking ass on the internet since 1992, but I celebrated 40 years of actual radio, that's right, domestic radio, 40 years, this past September 2024. So straight up, congrats to me and congrats to anybody that's still around. Remember, some of the listeners I rode with in the early days, older than dirt, Bob, may he rest in peace. He was like 100. He used to call my show. He said, Pedro, I'm calling you until I can't call you anymore. Well, guess what? He stopped calling, so it was the end of older than dirt, Bob. But straight up, we've got some old fans, some new fans. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. And when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But guess what? You're the guy buying the pay-per-view, or you're the gal buying the pay-per-view, or you're the family buying the pay-per-view, or you're the family stealing the pay-per-view. What is it? Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That is the Ring Talk Studio 1-800 phone line. Straight up, of course, it's a bit of a quiet weekend in boxing, but we can talk about a lot of things. Of course, the heavyweight championship going down in the desert. Oleg Lusek and Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is now talking about a trilogy, expecting to win the rematch and then have a third fight. Well, the bottom line is, if you're 6'9", you should never lose a fight. But if you're a 6'9", fat guy that's got to the point where you don't like incoming fire anymore, you can't take it anymore, you don't want to receive any punches anymore, bottom line is, it's time to shut down. I think Tyson Fury is in shutdown mode. He just doesn't want to admit it. Of course, he's like, he's older than dirt now. Of course, this is the guy that fought Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko is the 1996 Olympic gold medalist. That's how long Tyson Fury's been around. But the bottom line is, Tyson Fury, of course, at one point in time, man, I remember Deontay Wilder. I thought Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, I thought that was a great trilogy. They went back and forth. Of course, three fights, no doubt about that. But outside of Deontay Wilder, who has Tyson Fury really fought? Think about that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, we'll spend some time with boxing's PhD. I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer on Sports Byline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that?
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
When does a member of the media have to stay in excellent condition, physically and mentally? When you're on top, taking shots at people like Don King. Of course, that was back, I think that tape brings us back to 1997. 1997, we're in New York City doing a card at the Garden. Of course, Don King, the world's greatest promoter now, 92, 93 years old. A shell of his former self. He doesn't talk to a lot of people, and he looks sort of out of it, disorientated when I see him on TV. So straight up, we wish him all the best. So one of the world's greatest promoters, no doubt about that. Some people have a problem with him, but guess what? He always paid me. And, of course, I ran a couple games on him. I told you when I used to travel for him internationally, and he would fly me business or first class. He'd sneak in a business or a first class ticket, and then I'd sell it. I'd go back. This was back in the days before 9/11. I'd go back to the airport, the United Airlines, with this ticket, say, can I cash it in for a coach ticket on the same flight? On the same flight? And she goes, yes, okay, what do you want us to do with the difference? Oh, how much is the difference? $1,300. Give it to me in cash. So anyway, he catches it on. I think I ran about $7,000 or $8,000 up on the old Pedro meter there. Of course, as far as like, I mean, I didn't think I was doing anything crooked. So anyway, Don King calls me in the office. I said, somebody says to me, John, I forget what his name was, the PR guy says, man, DK is upset, blah, blah. He found out we were doing the airline tickets. I just came in, and basically he congratulated me for running a good hustle. Can you believe that, Sock?
Of course. I mean, you know, the devil, what's the word? The devil recognizes his own, so...
What kind of shot was that? Was that below the belt shot at me there? Well, come on!
Hey, man, listen, respect the jukes. You know, that's what they say in New York. So that's an excellent cheat code there.
Well, you know, I remember I went to Spain one time for him. Or the trip to Colombia was even better. The trip to Colombia, he booked it the last minute. He might need somebody to interview somebody. He might. And he thought that with my security background, he didn't have to take a bodyguard with him and he can go take me. Of course, that was the time we went up into the mountains of Bogota, Colombia, to some restaurant. And he says, we're going to this famous restaurant, Pedro. I said, cool. You know, Don King's paying. It's like they give you like a 36-ounce T-bone or some kind of crazy stuff like that. Anyway, so Don King's paying. So we get up to this restaurant, and it's at the top of a circular mountain. You go up this mountain, and there ain't no road. It's just one road up and one road down, and there ain't no lights, right? So we get up to this restaurant, and then Don King gets drunk. And I had a couple drinks too, but Don King gets drunk. So we get back in the car, and the driver is racing down the hills with no lights on. No, he's got lights in the car, but there's no lights on his road or anything like that. He's racing down the hill like at 60, 70 miles an hour. I'm freaking out. I finally had to grab this dude by the shirt.
That's quite the experience. Wow.
I had to grab him by the shirt, man. Alto. I didn't know what to say. First of all, I'm drunk in somebody else's country. Don King saying, you only live once, Pedro. I said, no, Don, I'm going to live a little bit longer than this one. Bogota, Colombia. I'll never forget that. He put me down. I think it was a double front for Don King. In other words, he needed a PR guy and needed somebody to do a little security for him as well, a little bodyguard thing as well. So he brought me down. But that was a good trip, and I think I made $1,400 there at the airport exchanging tickets.
That's a great move.
Hey, back in the day, you can get away with that stuff, man. Let me tell you a story. Back in 1988, Sugar Ray Leonard was about to sign Roy Jones Jr. to a promotional contract. Ray Leonard was promoting fighters. He had a bunch of B-level guys. Nobody really rose to the top. Maybe Andrew Maynard, the former gold medalist. But the bottom line is, you know, Ray had this promotional company. So Ray and I are kicking it in Oakland, California. We're watching the early rounds of the Olympics in 1988. And, Ray's talking to me, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking about investing money in this guy, Roy Jones. What do you think of him, Pedro? I said, whoa, man, he's spectacular. He looks like he's the best talent at the Olympic trials, blah, blah, blah. But he was fighting at 156 pounds back then. I said, man, he looks like a future champion about that. And then he says to me, but you know he got knocked out in the gym. I said, what? He goes, yeah, he got knocked out in the gym more than once. I said, what do you mean? He goes, like, snoring, Pedro. I said, you're like asleep. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no. I said, and at the same time, there was a courier showing up with a briefcase for Sugar Ray Leonard. It had $100,000 in it in cash. How do I know? I counted the 100 grand. But the bottom line is the 100 grand was going to be a part of a bonus to offer to Roy Jones Jr. and Roy Jones Sr. as far as signing a contract concerned. So Ray's telling me, you know, he's got a glass chin. He's worried about him the whole 9 yards, blah, blah, blah. At the last minute, Ray didn't make the offer. But that was sort of the way that went down back in 1988. That's why I think Ray Leonard didn't end up promoting Roy Jones Jr. because of that. Thought about his chin. And now Fedora, Sebastian Fedora, of course, the WBC 154-pound champion, so famous for getting knocked out by one punch. He's 6'5", 154 pounds. Terrence Crawford is smacking around, talking smack that, you know, over Fedora, saying that he looked very poor, did Crawford, against Israel Majumov. Then Crawford responded by saying, Majumov knocked you out in sparring. Is there any merit to this long story I just led you to?
Well, I guess Fedora, he seems to be the leading candidate for Terrence Crawford's next fight. And I guess you got to do what you have to do to get the big payday.
Get knocked out in the gym?
Well, I mean, so if you allow me to go back a little bit, the story of Ray and Roy, looking back, do you think it was a mistake by Ray?
Without a doubt, it was a mistake. Without a doubt. I mean, but the whole point being is at that point in time, Ray was more of a, Ray was partying and Ray was trying to be the pimp and the girl with all the chicks, and even though he had whatever her name was at home, I can't remember her name right now. But he was trying to be the all-time player and trying to be, you know, he wanted to be Don King, Bob Arum, and Elvis Presley all together.
Kind of like what Golden Boy, right?
Yeah, it's sort of like what Oscar wants to do. But Oscar doesn't.
Yeah. He does. And he's a funny cat on Twitter and Instagram. I don't know if you catch his clapbacks.
I've caught a couple of them. Listen, the best one though is when I broke that story in 2009 of him wearing the cross dressing and wearing the girls' clothes and this kind of stuff. And everybody said they're going to sue you. So I said, oh yeah, yeah, I'll send it to Emmanuel Stewart. So I sent it to Emmanuel Stewart, and then I hear Emmanuel. We're on a speakerphone, and him and his secretary are in the office back in Detroit, the Kronk headquarters. Anyway, I hear him going, huh, huh, huh. I said, so is that him, Manuel? Is that him or is that him? And he goes,
yeah, that's him.
And I said, cool. That's why. He goes, why? Because I'm going to run this on my website, and I'm going to go with this. I said, somebody sent it to me, and I think it's for real. And I looked at it with a magnifying glass. I couldn't see any unusual instances in which a photo might have been altered, this and that. But, you know, Oscar did his thing. Oscar's still taking smack for that. But guess what? He ain't running from it either.
No, he's owning it. I mean, it's been circulated for so long. He's like, yeah, it was him. And it's like, so what? Just a freak, I guess.
No, cocaine's a hell of a drug, bro.
Yes. I remember you telling me the story about the kit.
Oh, yeah, that's not, we don't need to go with the kit on the air. I mean, I don't know if I, could I run? I'm looking at the other, Daniel's looking at me like, don't you, if you go with that kit story, man, I'll click you off. No. Oscar De La Hoya, say what you want about him. I think that right now he's got his own thing. He's doing a good thing as far as Golden Boy is concerned. He's making a lot of money. He's got some decent fighters. And I think he's if Al Heyman's the Don King, I guess Golden Boy is like the Bob Arum.
Yeah, well, the roster is not as strong as it once was. You figure his main guy is Virgil Ortiz, at least he's the most stable one.
Wrong way Virgil?
Wrong way Virgil. Why would you call him wrong way Virgil?
Because he's going in the wrong direction. You see that last fight of his? I saw him walking around the arena. Sock, he was looking for you. Sock, he doesn't even know who you are, and he was looking for you.
That's the type of fight that you hope does not have any residual effects.
I guess hope, you have to hope in capital letters and 24 font, huh?
Yeah, they're going to have to be very careful how they move Virgil Ortiz. That fight took something from him. But I guess we won't know until the next time he actually...
No. I know right now. I'd be willing to bet big money on that. You can't bet on a guy's physical downfall or that, but I just... The fact that the way he was responding neurologically after that fight, he looked like he was lost. His eyes were crossed. At one point in time, he was walking around the arena by himself. He didn't know what he was doing post-fight. He was in bad, bad shape. And you know what? You know what's really, really hurts me being involved in boxing is that nobody was there to hold his hand. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I was Oscar, I would have held, he's my guy. I would have been holding his hand. I would have made sure this guy's not, if somebody would have looked at those films, they would say to yourself, you know what, Virgil Ortiz is definitely damaged goods. There's no doubt about it.
No. Well, that was a hell of a fight. It was a war. It was that guilty pleasure, and I guess we're all kind of accomplices to a certain degree, because that's what sells on TV. That's what people want to see. That's what gets people standing in their seats in the 7th, 8th round. So, it's that guilty pleasure, and it is the harsh reality of the beautiful yet very brutal sport that we love.
Speaking of harsh reality, when we come back, how Dana White kicked Canelo's ass a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
Doing really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Former UFC champion, lightweight champion, Tony Ferguson's wife called the cops on 911. He was pouring holy water on her. You know what that meant, right? She was a devil. But the bottom line was Tony Ferguson. That was in 2019. Since then, he's had 8 fights, and guess what? He's 0-8. So I think that karma has got up with him, caught up with him, as well as Father Time. Now, at 40 minutes past the hour, I'm going to go into a edition of Flash Magazine back January 31st, 1990, issue number 41. Of course, Flash was the twice-monthly newsletter coming out of the 20th and the 30th of each month out of Capitola or Santa Cruz, California. Virgil Thrasher was a publisher, but I'm looking at the cover right here, Mighty Mike Hits Japan. Of course, this was me interviewing Buster Douglas before the fight, before he fought Mike Tyson. I interviewed Buster Douglas, and then I pimped it off. Oh, did I really use that word? Anyway, I sold it to British Boxing Monthly for $2,500. I told him, if you want, sock. If I told him this is 1990 money, I said, told the British Boxing Monthly, they were coming on the scene with a new color boxing magazine. I said, if you want this story with both Tyson and Douglas, it's going to cost you $2,500. I should have said $4,000, but I said $2,500. I got it.
You were quite the hustler, my brother.
You had to hustle. I remember when I was doing those. I was doing weekly columns for the Glasgow Sunday Post at $100 a pop. Okay, over there in Glasgow, Scotland. I had a readership. I mean, just from that alone, we were doing 225,000 homes.
That's amazing. That's wow. The power of the pen.
The old days when, you know, listen. People don't realize what it was like pre-internet. They don't, you know, they just say, you know, the internet is all they know.
Yeah, that's, you know, when people read, when people had, you know, attention span. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let me read this headline here from Flash before I get back to Socrates. Mighty Mike hits Japan. Joe Kazumi and Pedro Fernandez file reports on the baddest dude on the planet, on planet Earth. Kazumi chronicles Tyson's arrival in Japan. Fernandez caught the champ in Las Vegas for a chat, as well as I did Buster Douglas on the phone. But the bottom line is, I remember Mike Tyson telling me this guy's toast and that kind of stuff. And, you know, Tyson's interviews were never... the only time Tyson's interviews were lively is when you pissed him off. And I didn't want to piss him off. Could you feel me on that, right?
Certainly not in person. I mean, Mike, some of the best... Oh, if anyone wants to go down the rabbit hole on YouTube, Mike Tyson interviews...
Well, you know, people were stupid, though. I mean,
you know,
suck. Some people were, you know, you're dumb. You just don't challenge him on things that they shouldn't be challenged on. Anyway, back to Sebastian Fedora. I guess him and Terrence Crawford. What's up with Tim Tszyu? Who's this? Do you know this guy Tim Tszyu's fighting?
No, I don't know about him.
You know what? Let's call. Hey, Sock. Here's what's up. The Skype is breaking up. He's gonna call you back. He's gonna call you back on the phone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, January 31st, 1990. Yeah, that was the cover of Fash Magazine. No doubt about that. According to Frank, 1961, the House Historian, October 3rd, 1981, Marvin Hagler stops Mustafa Hamsho in the 11th round. Mustafa was probably one of the toughest dudes I've ever met in my life. And his manager, I can't remember what his manager's name was now, but his manager was caught on TV in some people's court type of thing where he was selling a dog. He tried to, you know, a dog. Dog coat. In other words, it was a coat. I can't remember. It was Al Braverman's kid. Al Braverman was a boxing matchmaker, but it was his kid that was representing this guy, and he was trying to sell a dog's coat, like on eBay or something like that, and he said it was mink. Anyway, that was a big thing. Bottom line is, let's go back to the phone lines, of course. Now, Sock is on the 1-800 line. Straight up, Sock, where were we before before technology interrupted us?
You were asking me about Tim Zoo return. And he's going up against a former world title holder, Mursalayev. It's a good test, you know. I think I like Tim Zoo. He fights in a very telegenic style, fan friendly. He's got some swag about him. Obviously, the legendary last name, and he's been in camp with his father.
Okay, now if we have to put an asterisk next to Devin Haney's record, do we have to put an asterisk next to Tim Zoo's record as well because of the inadequate corner down there for the first fight?
The fighter at the end of the day is the one that employs these guys. So, I mean, you have to take some sort of ownership or responsibility about who you have. But yes, you're right. That was one of the most inept jobs. You know, they cost the young man his title and millions of dollars.
And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. Speaking of, but somebody is talking about this, though. My favorite guy, Devin Haney, of course, P. Diddy's buddy, semi-nude at a party with P. Diddy, and wearing nothing but trunks at a party with P. Diddy, and that's not a good thing. Ask Meek Mill or Usher or Justin Bieber, I kid you not. Anyway, Haney is now suing King Ryan for battery and fraud. Why can't he just go away? Take him and his in need of a haircut father and just go away, man. These guys are like... They're like a bad movie.
Yeah, Bill is the Little League dad on steroids. You know, he is. Look, he loves his son. He's managed his career great up until this point. Yes, Ryan Garcia was using something, whether it be willingly or ignorance, whatever. That has zero to do with the way his son got whipped, and this is just a spin job. You know, by Team Haney, I think he loses a lot of credibility putting the law on his side, trying to sue Ryan Garcia. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
That's some punk ass spit with an H. And yes. You know it. That is
absolutely. Look, people, if the Haneys want people to forget about that butt whipping, he just needs to get back in the ring and you know. And look the way he did in the progress fight. He needs to be matched well and just keep fighting, you know, fighting and fight fights that stylistically are going to make him look, you know, better than what he probably is. But will he? You know, that was a beating he took.
Okay, let's talk about white privilege. No, I'm not talking racially. I'm talking about Dana White. Of course, Dana White, the owner of co-owner of the UFC, owns 10% allegedly or supposedly. But the bottom line is, he is the face of the UFC in the world of MMA. Now, he held an event at the Spear a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't all the greatest main event in the entire world, but he did 26 million dollars, $27 million, and Canelo did $21 million. So he's kicking Canelo's ass. This isn't good for boxing. I mean, this is a defeat. Boxing fans don't realize it, but this was a major defeat.
Yeah, I mean, they went up head to head, and you're right. It was more of the spectacle of being in this venue that's normally for music, and then first time they ever have boxing, and it was quite the scene. You know,
but here's what's up. Let me tell you, this UFC thing at the Spear, it was sold out, and they announced Terrence Crawford in the crowd. They showed a picture of Terrence Crawford, but they showed a picture of some rapper.
Yes, he was confused with Kendrick Lamar.
Are you trying to tell me that black people are being confused again?
That we all look the same. Is that the old thing? Yeah.
I remember as a policeman a couple of times, a lady told me one time, she said, she goes, "Well, you know, you guys all look alike." I said, "You guys?" And she's looking at me, man. I'm like taking a report for you guys all. Look at what the hell does that mean? Anyway, that's people without a doubt. But let's talk about that. Dana White throwing an event on the same night in Las Vegas and he kicked boxing's ass. He did a little TKO there, money wise, and the fact that Crawford, I think, him showing up at the UFC made a tremendous statement.
Yeah, you know, he had the power of the Sheik behind him too. Turkey was down with that promotion. And of course, the fight with Canelo and Crawford, you know, has fallen through. So I'm sure that also was kind of like the.
Hey, time out. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Tommy D. Am I down on the Arab, this Turkey guy, the Sheik guy, whatever, because we're not getting any of his money, or because I've been to Saudi Arabia before and I know what a piece of spit it is?
Look, I think if you were to ask me, I think this is a novelty. And how long are you going to have these people on the hook? You know, it's like a bottomless pit. We know that, of money over there. But, you know, how long is it going to last? And you know what?
No. That money could last forever, bro. They're trying to buy favor in the United States politically, in the media and things like that. You know, they're trying to portray them not as, you know, women oppressors. Of course, wait, time out. Women oppressors? You must be talking about the Supreme Court, you know, voting down Roe versus Wade. Of course, having known Henry Wade being the district attorney down there in Dallas, Texas, he was quite a character. I interviewed him back in 1993. Straight up, Sokka, I got to let you go. Have a great week.
You too, my brother. Thank you for having me on.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great boxing PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
You know the story. It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Of course, my mother told me that, but she said people don't want to hear the truth all the time, so keep it to a minimum. Straight up yours. And she stole that line from Muhammad Ali. I kid you not. I remember one night she told me, Pete, we're going to a press conference. I was going to kick this dude's ass again at a press conference because he talked all kinds of smack beforehand. I mean, he pointed a couple fingers at my girlfriend. I mean, he was really a passhole with an A, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, I beat him up in the ring, and then as we're going to the press conference, I remember my mother saying something to the point where you don't need to beat him up again. You really don't need to insult him. You already beat him up once, blah, blah, blah. And she had a point there because she told me it wasn't easy for her to go into these. You know, she would go into, I lost 14 fights in my career. So it was 14 times where she went into a press conference or a meeting of the media or something like that after a fight where I lost. So she knew what it was like to lose. There's no doubt about it. And she told me it wasn't pretty. Now, let's go back to some of the Flash Mag. Take that back. Let's go back to some of the Flash magazine covers that Frank 1961, of course, the House historian, sent to me. Of course, he's got one here from May 31st, 1990. Of course, big George Foreman. I think I just did George Foreman's J.B. Williams fight 1 year earlier in Galveston, Texas. Of course, him stopping the former light heavyweight champion inside the distance. But, of course, this cover of Flash magazine with big George Foreman on it, May 31st, 1990. Issue number 49, of course, it came out the 20th and the 30th of each month. It says The Mike and George Show. Of course, Graham Houston reviews the Mike Tyson and George Foreman doubleheader at Caesar's Palace. Of course, that was June 16th. Of course, Mike Tyson and George Foreman both victorious on that one. Of course, they never met in the ring, though. Of course, then we've got another one here. Pernell Whitaker, and Azuma Nelson. That was the fight card. Of course, Whitaker slid by him, no doubt about that. They were in a different league as far as size. Of course, Pernell Whitaker considered, 1984 Olympic gold medals, of course, lightweight champion. Of course, lost that fight to, had that draw with Chavez, which was like absolutely preposterous. I mean, he won almost every round. I don't want to say almost every round, but let me tell you, Jack Tatum, number 32 of the Oakland Raiders, he's in the National Football League Hall of Fame, so you can look him up. At one point in time, he hit a guy so hard, they call him Assassin. That's what they named him. I kid you not, Assassin. He hit a guy so hard, Daryl Stingley, that Daryl Stingley was paralyzed for the rest of his life until he died. I kid you not, that's how hard Jack Tatum hit. Anyway, Jack Tatum and I had bet on this fight. He bet Whitaker, I bet Chavez. After 10 rounds, I went and gave him the $25. You know, it's over with, man. There's no, even if Chavez won the last two rounds, he wasn't winning this fight, not on a decision, not on my scorecard anyway. So anyway, when they announced the draw, I went and got my money back. A push is a push. So I tried to tell Jack that. Jack said to me, Pedro, you really going to take that? You know he lost. I said, yeah, I know he lost, but sort of like a football game, though. You know, if it's even, it's even. You don't make the point spread, you don't make the point spread. Jack, I want my money back. Of course, he gave me my money back, and I'll never forget the great times he used to have over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, of course. And then is the Rumbling in Reno. And I talked about that. Of course, I hit the road in Reno, Nevada, and saw Lopez and Molina, too. Of course, Tony Lopez, the Tiger from Sacramento, California, now a bail bondsman, a guy that tried to run for mayor about a year ago. And then he said that he got 9% of the vote, right? He got 9% of the vote. And then he had the nerve to say that Kamala Harris is very disliked in Sacramento. So I said, I put on a Facebook post, well, Tony, she can't be any more disliked than you. She's got to be getting better than 9% of the vote. Guess what? He shut the duck up. I haven't heard from Tony since. He's got a very big mouth. But if you need to get bailed out in Sacramento, I guess Tony the Tiger Lopez bail bonds is the place to go. Now, of course, we're also talking about the Rumble in Reno. Let me tell you, that fight was historic, the third fight, because the first fight, of course, when it went down, in Sacramento, California. I was with Tony Lopez training for that fight. He was dying to make weight. Will Edgington was his trainer, of course, the legendary trainer that trained Bobby Chacon before that. But Will told me, I don't think he's going to make weight. I don't think he's going to make the weight. It was 130 pounds. He was sweating and dying a week before the fight, wasn't eating, that kind of good stuff. So he makes the weight, and then Molina beats him up that first time, and he stops him, I think, about the eighth round. So I'm doing the TV there, and all of a sudden, people start throwing stuff. That's when you know it's time to go. But you can't run when you're doing the TV. You can't, excuse me, you can't run when you're doing the TV. I mean, you can sign off like, hey, I've got to get out of here. It's time to sign off. Something. You can do something like that, but you can't just run and be a coward, okay? So, you know, they're throwing like popcorn and hot dog wrappers and that kind of good stuff. So they were a little bit upset, no doubt about that, the first time. It was a bit of a riot, of course. And the referee was, oh, man, Dr. James Jenkin. He was a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and an MD out of all three, out of Southern California. I think he's still alive now, but he was one of the greatest referees ever. And the fact that he didn't stop fights too early, but he didn't stop fights too late either. Anyway, that is the Mike and George Show, Summertime Fun, of course, March, May 31st, 1990, Flash Magazine. You know, back in those times, I think it was in July of 1990, I was named North American Boxing Writer of the Year. Imagine this. 1988, I break on the boxing scene. And a year and a half later, I'm North American Boxing Writer of the Year. Now, I'm not bragging. You ain't bragging when you tell the truth. But, boom. How could you do that? How could you make such an impact? Flash Magazine. Flash and boxing up. It was Flash and Newsletter, a little short thing, and it was like a folded in half newsletter. And then Flash and Boxing Magazine was a full thing. And Boxing Magazine, basically, Boxing Update Magazine, basically was all the month in review. In other words, every fight just around the planet that's been reported. You see it from Detroit, from China, from Cuba, from every country in the entire world. Boxing Update Magazine, of course, that was a precursor to the internet. Once the internet came along, Boxing Update Magazine sort of lost its punch. And, of course, Flash Magazine didn't last much longer after the internet rolled. But those were my heydays, no doubt about that. And the Mike Tyson, I still think that was a hell of a coup, selling that ticket, that story to British Boxing Monthly for $2,500 and standing fast on it. I hung up the phone one time on the guy. The guy said to me, the most I'll give you is $1,000. Click. I hung up the phone. And then he called back. I finally got the $2,500. I wasn't giving up. I mean, well, come on. I had both guys. Of course, that was a Mighty Mike just before he hit Japan. Of course, the big meltdown in Japan. People think that Mike Tyson wasn't in the greatest of condition in Japan. Probably wasn't. But then again, I don't know if you could be in bad shape if you take that kind of licking. I mean, he took a licking for 8 or 9 rounds, got knocked down in the end. But the bottom line is he knocked down Buster Douglas with that uppercut. And Buster was almost down for the count. People say to me, Buster was down too long. Mike still tries to say that Buster was down for like a 30 count or a 40 count, something like that, longer than a 10 count. No, a 10 count is not 10 seconds. A 10 count is a 10 count. Why? I was trying to explain it to somebody last week at the Cortland Street Fair, that a 10 count is not necessarily 10 seconds because a person is not going to count 1,001, 1,002. They're not going to count to the second exactly. They're not going to be exact as a clock. That's why a 10 count is different from a 10 seconds, no doubt about that. Now, tonight on TV, I take that back in about 45 minutes on TV here, Nick Ball, the WBA 126-pound champion. Take that back. He was the guy at 130. Remember, he had that fight with Vargas at 130 pounds, the WBC champion. Beat the snot out of him. In fact, he should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat up on the Mexican so bad. And they called it a draw? Oh, my God. They called it a draw. Anyway, Nick Ball comes back in his next fight and captures the WBA, the World Boxing Association, featherweight title. That's 126 pounds, so he drops down 4 pounds, wins the title. And tonight, or in about an hour, he's taking on Ronnie Rios. Ronnie Rios, a plus 920 underdog. In other words, I'm talking about Nick Ball being a minus 1,600 favorite. So not a whole lot of competitive fights, no doubt about that. Of course, next week, the big fight, no doubt about that, is going down. Of course, Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol, of course, the light heavyweight champion that beat Canelo Alvarez in a 12-round decision. He's considered the better of the two fighters, even though Beterbiev is 20-0 with 20 knockouts. The knock on Beterbiev is he's older than dirt. I mean, he is. I mean, and I told you before, Russian fighters, I'm not going to say it's stereotype. They lie about their age. A lot of fighters from different countries lie about their age. I played soccer with a guy named Jack Alizaga at James Lick Junior High School in San Francisco. He said he was 14. The guy was like 19 years old. He was shaving between periods, you know, between classes. I kid you not. Anyway, guys from other countries, when they come here, they don't have any, have to document their age. For some reason, they always go younger. The Cuban fighters are famous for that, and now it seems like the Venezuelan fighters are famous for that as well. But the Russians, they take the cake without as far as age is concerned. Like Gennady Golovkin, he might be 90 going on 80. Anyway, Artur Beterbiev, as I said earlier, 20-0, 20 kills. He's a plus 104 underdog. Of course, right now, let's go to the different websites here. There's three or four different websites. Bottom line is Dmitry Bivol, a minus 126 favorite. Then at one point, at one website, he's a minus 135 favorite. And Beterbiev is a plus 115 underdog. So if you want to make money on Beterbiev, I guess you can. But the bottom line is I think the smart money is going on Dmitry Bivol. Bivol being the better boxer, being the better pedigree. He's not as old. I mean, they both might be older than what they say. I think Beterbiev admits to 32 or 33. And take that back. Bivol admits to 32 or 33. And Beterbiev might be as old as 45 or 60, 35 or 50. Now, he says he's 39. But the bottom line is something's got to give next week. Of course, the Saudis putting down big money. Who do you like? I think I like Bivol. The fact that I think Bivol is going to win on points. I think Bivol is a better boxer. And that Beterbiev is going to have to impose his will. He's going to have to step over that line. And I think he will step over the line because of the fact that Bivol is not a big puncher. He's got 11 or 12 KOs and like 22 or 23 wins. So he's not a big puncher. Hasn't knocked anybody out since, he knocked out Daniel about 15 years ago. I kid you not. So anyway, but the bottom line is he isn't a big puncher. The smart money is on Bivol to go this fight and to go this, make this fight go the distance, 12-round distance, and win going away probably like a 10-2. You know, Beterbiev might have a round or two, but it looks to me like this is a bit of a mismatch when these two guys get rock and roll. Now, I might be 100% wrong, but the oddsmakers thus far are backing me up here as far as him winning this fight. I'm talking about Dmitry Bivol, of course, the man that conquered Canelo Alvarez. Speaking of Canelo, do we have that Canelo duct tape up? Can you run that? Can you put your hand down, tell me when it's ready to go? Bottom line is, of course, this is, did it.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find a more outright duck than what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
Paulie Malignaggi telling it like it is. Of course, Paulie, 1996 National Golden Gloves champion out of Brooklyn, New York. Of course, a hot amateur, a hot pro, no doubt about that. And he's a very good analyst as well. Now, back to some boxing odds. Of course, Hutto Nakatani, a guy that I wanted to go down and see in L.A. and work out about a week and a half ago. But I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was like I'd been smoking weed all night. I mean, I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to drive to L.A., so I, climbed my ass back in bed, called 93-year-old Larry Murch, said, I'm not coming down. So I didn't come down to see Hutto Nakatani work out in his last L.A. workout before he hit the plane, of course, going to Japan. He's going to take on Tasana Salapot. Of course, that's going to go down October 14th. That'll be on ESPN, I believe, as well. Of course, Hutto Nakatani, the undefeated WBC 118-pound champion. Rudy Hernandez, of course, the brother of Gennaro Hernandez, former world champion, said it's the best fighter he's ever faced. But the odds maker is definitely Hutto Nakatani here. 25-1 favorite is Hutto Nakatani over Tasana Salapot. Of course, Kasha Zhu's kid. Remember I was talking about him a little bit earlier? Taking on with this guy, Bekatrum, man, let's just call him Bekatrum. Let's believe it at that. Bekatrum, something like that. Anyway, thank God I'm not a ring announcer doing this one. Anyway, Tim Zhu, a minus 600 favorite, of course, coming off that loss to Sebastian Fora. It wasn't a loss. He sort of, we've talked about, I'm going this over and over and being redundant about this, but his corner, he got nicked with an elbow, I think, in the second round and opened a cut on the top of his head. And you can't stop a cut on the top of your head because you just can't do it. You can't stop it with any medication like that. You have to stitch it up, okay? It has to be stitched up to close. So the cut man in his corner, obviously they didn't know that, or they didn't know the rules, because had they known the rules, they could have stopped the fight right then and there. So it's an accidental foul. He's cut. He can't continue. They could have done this after the second round, the third round, the fourth round. And after the fourth round, it becomes official. So after the fifth round, they could have conceivably went to the scorecards and said, look, we can't fight anymore. We want to go to the scorecards and make it a technical decision. Because I think Tim Zhu might have been ahead after five rounds. But after that point, it was all over. No doubt about that. Tim Zhu went downhill against Sebastian Fedora. Sebastian Fedora, not my favorite guy. Of course, I met him down there in Mexico City about a year and a half ago at the WBC convention. He's got a nice, tall, skinny girlfriend. Looks just like him as far as, they are the perfect couple. They are both elongated, just to put it to you like that. But elongated or not, he just doesn't catch well. And tall guys, I mean, it just doesn't happen. I remember everybody was worried about Keith Rucker. When I fought Keith Rucker back in the Golden Gloves, everybody said to me, oh, man, you know, everybody's here to see Keith Rucker, Pedro. They're not here to see you. I made sure they were there to see me when I knocked Rucker down and broke the bones in his face 12 seconds into the fight. Of course, I told him, MF, get up. There was bad blood, no doubt about that. Referee Brent Venegas pushed me back to the corner, says, if you keep it up, I'm disqualifying you right now. I said, whoa. Okay, so that was sort of woke me up. So I went on to kick his ass for the rest of the fight. He never fought again. But the bottom line is I had to impose my will. I had to step across that line. I knew I had to do it. You hear what I'm saying? And these guys like you know, Edgar Berlanga a fortnight ago against Canelo Alvarez, he was never willing to step across that line. Buster Douglas was willing to step across that line with Mike Tyson. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? Mike Tyson was willing to step across that line to start with anybody. You have to be willing to step across this invisible line in the center of a boxing ring. And those of you that don't want to do it end up losing fights. That's where it's all about. The fights are won and lost in the center of the ring. No doubt about that. Will you impose your will, or will you have someone else's will imposed on you? That is the big $64,000 question in the sport of boxing.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence. Sponsored by IBM.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you're joining us for the very first time, where the hell have you been? We've been on the radio now for 40 years, knocking out all bums, the longest running fight show in history. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Welcome to the show. And of course, don't forget the Sunday edition. We come to you Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Twitch.tv. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is you can check us out anytime, sportsbyline.com. Now, talking about facts. Boxing versus the UFC. Of course, the UFC is rocking and rolling as far as some of their gates are concerned. Get this. For the card at the Rack Arena in Perth, Australia, a couple of weeks ago, he did 14,000 people. Then he took his act, of course, Las Vegas and the Spear. I talked about that a little bit earlier. Of course, O'Malley versus Dervishill. Dervishill winning that fight. Very ugly decision. But the bottom line is 16,000 people showed up that night, $27 million gate. And, of course, on the 28th in France, Paris, France, Dana drew 15,449 people. Now, straight up, you got to give Dana White some props there. I'm not a Dana White fan. I think he's the biggest pimp in the history of combat sports, if not the world. But the bottom line is, man, you just can't knock his success. You really can't. I don't know if that influx of money that came into his company about 2-3 years ago just turned the company in a different direction. But the bottom line is the UFC is doing things right and boxing is not. Now, I neglected Frank. I want to mention this, of course. Frank's got a bunch of history here. I'll go into it tomorrow on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank my folks on Twitch.tv. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly. Daniel, take it away!